రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవత్ మహాపురాణం కంటో 6 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ 5. నారద్ అండ్ అంగిర ఇన్స్ట్రక్ట్ కింగ్ చిత్రకేతు. భయం చ త్వం చ యే చేమే తుల్యకాళాశ్చరాచరః జన్మ మృత్యుర్యథా పశ్చాత్ ప్రాంగ్ నైవం అధునామ విభో. భయం చ త్వం చ యే చేమే తుల్యకాళాశ్చరాచరః జన్మ మృత్యోర్యథా పశ్చాత్ ప్రాన్ నైవం అధునాపి భోః. భయం చ త్వం చ యే చేమే తుల్యకాళాశ్చరాచరః జన్మ మృత్యుర్యథా పశ్చాత్ ప్రాంగ్ నైవం అధునాపి భోః. వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ భయం ఉయి ది గ్రేట్ సేజెస్ అండ్ ది మినిస్టర్స్ చ అండ్ త్వం యు చ అల్సో ఏ హు చ అల్సో ఈమే దీజ్ తుల్యకాళ అసెంబుల్ అట్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్ చర అచర మూవింగ్ అండ్ నాన్ మూవింగ్ జన్మ బార్త్ మృత్యు అండ్ డెత్ యథా జస్ట్ ఆజ్ పశ్చాత్ ఆఫ్టర్ ప్రాక్ బిఫోర్ నైవం దస్ నాట్ అధునా అట్ ప్రెజెంట్ అపి అల్దో భో ఓ కింగ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఓ కింగ్ బోత్ యూ అండ్ అస్ యువర్ అడ్వైజర్స్ వైఫ్స్ అండ్ మినిస్టర్స్ అజ్ వెల్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ మూవింగ్ అండ్ నాట్ మూవింగ్ త్రూ అవుట్ ది ఎంటైర్ కస్మస్ అట్ దిస్ టైమ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ఎ టెంపరీ సిచ్యువేషన్ బిఫోర్ అవర్ బార్త్ ది సిచ్యువేషన్ డిడ్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ అవర్ డెత్ ఇట్ విల్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ నో లంగర్ దేర్ ఫోర్ అవర్ సిచ్యువేషన్ నౌ ఈజ్ టెంపరీ ఆల్దో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఫాల్స్ పర్ఫెక్ట్. ది మాయావాది ఫిలోసఫర్స్ సే బ్రహ్మ సత్యం జగత్ మిథ్యా. బ్రహ్మ ది లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ ఈజ్ ఫ్యాక్చువల్ బట్ హిజ్ ప్రెజెంట్ బడిలీ సిచ్యువేషన్ ఈజ్ ఫాల్స్. అకార్డింగ్ టు వైష్ణవ ఫిలోసఫీ హౌఎవర్ ది ప్రెజెంట్ సిచ్యువేషన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫాల్స్ బట్ టెంపరీ. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఎ డ్రీమ్ డజ్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ బిఫోర్ వన్ ఫాల్ స్లీప్ నర్ డర్జ్ ఇట్ కంటిన్యూ ఆఫ్టర్ వన్ అవకెన్స్. ది పీరియడ్ ఫర్ డ్రీమింగ్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఓన్లీ బిట్వీన్ దీస్ టూ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫాల్స్ ఇన్ ది సెన్స్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇంపరమానెంట్. సిమిలర్లీ ది ఎంటైర్ మెటీరియల్ క్రియేషన్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ అవర్ ఓన్ క్రియేషన్ అండ్ దోజ్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ ఈజ్ ఇంపరమానెంట్. వీ డూ నాట్ లెమెంట్ ఫర్ ది సిచ్యువేషన్ ఇన్ ఎ డ్రీమ్ బిఫోర్ ది డ్రీమ్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ ఆర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఓవర్ అండ్ సో డ్యూరింగ్ ది డ్రీమ్ ఆర్ డ్యూరింగ్ ది డ్రీమ్ లైక్ సిచ్యువేషన్ వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఫ్యాక్చువల్ అండ్ లెమెంట్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. దిస్ ఈజ్ రియల్ నాలెడ్జ్. ఓం అజ్ఞానం తిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురున్మిలితం జేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం జేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సగ్రజాతం సహగణం రఘునాథం నితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಳಿತ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನಿತಂಸ ನಮೋಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಳೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೆ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರವಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಚಿತ್ರಕೂಟ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಲ್ಯಾಮೆಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡೆಡ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಅಂಗಿರಾ ಮುನಿ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಮ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ದಿ ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಲೇಸ್ ಟು ಪ್ಯಾಸಿಫೈ ಹಿಮ್. ದೇ ಟುಕ್ ದಿ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ರೈಕ್ ದಿ ಐರನ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹಾಟ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಬೆಂಡ್ ಎ ಐರನ್ ರಾಡ್, ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹಾಟ್, ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬೀಟ್ ಇಟ್. ಯುವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಮೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಬಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಬೆಂಡ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಪುಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ಫೈರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ರೆಡ್ ಹಾಟ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್, ವಿತ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಬೀಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಬೆಂಡ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಅಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಅಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ದಿ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್. ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರೀಚರ್ಸ್ ದೇ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಟೈಮ್, ದಟ್ ವಾನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಟೆಲ್ ದೆಮ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್, ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಆಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್, ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್. ಸೊ ಅಂಗಿರಾ ಮುನಿ ಹಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ದಿ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಿವಿಯಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ನ್ಯೂ ದಟ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಫೇತ್, ಈಸ್ ಫೇತ್ಫುಲ್, ಈಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಡಿಡೇಟ್, ಬಟ್ ನಾವ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ವಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಸನ್, ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾರಿಡ್ ಮಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೈಫ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಸನ್, ಸೊ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಅನ್ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. ಸೊ ನಾವ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಿಚುಯೇಷನ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರೆಡಿ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಗುಡ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್. ಸೊ ದೇನ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಗಿರಾ ಮುನಿ ಟು ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಎ ಸನ್. ಅಂಗಿರಾ ಮುನಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ದೆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಟೆಂಪರರಿ, ನೋ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್, ಟೆಂಪರರಿ ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಸನ್. ಕಿಂಗ್ ವಾಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಗೆಟ್ ಎ ಸನ್ ದೆನ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಎ ಕಿಂಗ್, ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಆಲ್ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರೀಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ದೆನ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಲಿವ್ ಲಾಂಗ್. ಬಟ್ ಎನಿವೇ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಗಾಟ್ ಎ ಸನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಬಿಕಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ, ನೈಸ್ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸಮ್ ಡೇಸ್ ವಿ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪೆಂಡ್, ಹಿ ಡೈಡ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾವ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ರಾಯಲ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವೀಪಿಂಗ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾವ್ ಅಂಗಿರಾ ಮುನಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾರದ್ ಮುನಿ ಟುಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್, ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಫ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಆಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ಕೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ದೇ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಕನ್ವಿನ್ಸ್ ಚಿತ್ರಕೂಟ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಥಿಂಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸನ್, ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್? ಡೂ ಯು ಥಿಂಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ದಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕಾಸ್? ಸೊ ಚಿತ್ರಕೂಟ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಬಿಟ್ ಬಿಲ್ಡರ್ಡ್, ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ನೋ, ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕಾಸ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ many many people they are having their wives, they are trying to get a son but they are not getting, they are trying, they are capable, both are capable but still they are not getting. And in the other hand some case where they don't want child, there are enough for him but somehow or other they couldn't stop it. So they are not the cause, only the father and mother, the husband and wife, they are not the cause of the child. The real cause is the Supreme Personality, the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord, Bhagavat Maya. Krishna also told in Bhagavad Gita, Panchaitani Mahabahu Karanani Nibodhame. For every work, there are five causes. What are they? Adhisthanam Tatha Karta Karanam Cha Prithak Vidham Vividhansa Prithak Cheshta Daiva Eva Atra Panchamam. ಅಧಿಷ್ಠಾನ, ಕರ್ತ, ಕರಣ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆರೈಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಂಡಿವರ್, ವಿವಿಧ ಚೇಷ್ಟ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ದಿ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ವನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ವಿಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ದೈವ. And it is clearly said that even if these four are there, if the supreme will is not there, nothing will work. Nothing will work. So that is the main cause of everything. Everything, this is the main cause. So, just you are thinking that you got a son and you are the father, you are the creator and this mother, not like that. This is a temporary imaginary situation Lord has created by his illusory energy. All the, if he wants to create, then he will do this creation through some husband and wife, and they will get position of father and mother. Unless they have a child, they will not call as father and mother. So this position is a temporary imaginary position arranged by the Supreme Lord by their will. If he wants to create, then he will induce them and they will become father and mother. And if we want to maintain them, then through different agencies, government, kings and many agencies, he is maintaining them. And if you want to finish them, annihilate them, then many agencies are there to finish them up. So that is all arrangement by Supreme Lord, by His Supreme Will. It is happening. So don't think that you are the cause, so why you are lamenting? And but still, the king said, no, no, at the old age, after such a time, finally I got a son, and I have so much attachment for him. So he died. What do you think? I should not become unhappy? So then, this verse they are telling, that bayangcha tvangcha yecheme, that all of us, you and all your assistants, ministers, wives, everybody, they are quite temporary. Tulya kala chara chara, not only all chara and achara, moving and non-moving entities, everybody, they are existing now, all temporary. Because before their existence, they are unmanifested, they were not there. Now they are existing, and after some time, when they finish, then their existence will finish also. So why this, in this middle period, something, why you are lamenting? There is no question of lamenting. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also told to Arjuna, when he was lamenting, in second chapter, abhyakta dini bhutani vyakta madhyani bharata abhyakta nidhananeva tatraka paridevana. Ke abhyakta adini bhutani, in adi, in the beginning, all these entities, they were unmanifested, they were not there. Vyakta madhyani, and in the interim period, in the middle, they manifest for some time. And abhyakta nidhananeva, and when they will die, they will finish, then they will become abhyakta. Nothing will stay. So why for some time in interim period in middle, why no question of lamenting? There is no need for lamenting. I think Prabhupada gave one stories in some extent, that if one man goes to near to Atlantic Ocean beach and sit down there, see the ocean, he will see in every second some bubbles are coming. Some bubbles in the ocean, in the water, it's coming, and the next second they are melting, the finish. So if you will cry, oh, so nice bubbles, they finish up. Are Baba, every moment millions and billions of they are coming and they finish also. So nobody should cry for it. So like that, they were not there, they will be not there. Neither in the past nor in future. In present situation, we are only observing and thinking that they are there, their presence. We are feeling their presence only in present. So that feeling is quite temporary. And he is giving swapna iva, just like dream. Prabhupada is telling, it is like a dream. A dream does not exist before one falls asleep. Unless and until you sleep, no question of dream. How dream will come if you will not sleep? Sometimes also daydreaming happens. the dream also we can have daytime and night time also. All the time we are sleeping actually. The Ajnaniji we are also in also sleeping stage, dormant stage. So unless and until somebody sleeps, then no question of dreaming. And when you wake up, then you think, oh, that was a dream. That is not real. We will never accept it's real. Before sleeping, there is no existence of dream. And when you wake up after sleep, then you completely, oh, this is false, it is only a dream. That is not fact. So only the dreaming time, during the dreaming situation, something will happen, you feel it that you are doing something, you are a king or something in a dreaming period. But you will not accept it when you wake up. So why you lament? Nobody lament for a dream. Nobody laments. During the dream, they may lament, they may laugh, but when they wake up, then oh, this is a dream, finish. The lamentation finish. So, what is that waking up? Waking up is getting proper knowledge. That's what Prabhupada is saying here. This is real knowledge. This is real knowledge when you wake up. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he claims to all the living entities, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is claiming that we all are sleeping, all these material entities, you are all sleeping. Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole, Kato Nidra Jao Maya Pisachiro Kole. How long you will sleep? Where are you sleeping? What is the bed? The bed is the witch. On her lap, we are sleeping in the lap of a witch. That is our bed. We don't know actually. If we see really we are sleeping in the lap of a witch, oh my God, we'll run away. But we don't know we are sleeping in that bed. So then why you are coming? Why you are sleeping? He said, you are sleeping, but I send you here. You have a project to do. You have proper business to do. You forget it. And you are sleeping. What is that business I supposed to do? If I wake up, what should I do? Bhajiva boliya aisi sansar bhitare. It is the only purpose of your coming to this material world is to do bhajan. To serve to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the only cause. And you forget it. That's why I give this body to you. That's why I give this senses to you. That's why I give this understanding, intelligence, everything. These are adhisthana. This whole creation is adhisthana. You are the karta. All these instruments are the karanam. And your duty is to try. Karmane adhikara astu. The authority I have given to you, giving all this facility, that you have to try. What is trying done to serve? Try to serve me. That's it. If you try to serve me, you will be satisfied. My satisfaction is already there, but it is for your benefit. If you will have service attitude, and in this proper attitude, if you try to serve me, then you will be satisfied. That's why it's bhajiva valiya aise samsara bhitare. You forgot everything. You forgot everything. Bhuliya rahila tumi. So why forgot? No, because of avidya. Because of ignorance. Because of ignorance you forgot everything. What is that avidya? In the creation it is explained in Bhagavatam. When Brahma starts creation, he first starts with five kinds of avidya. Panchaparva avidya. Not vidya. Always, any project you start, in the beginning you will first face some difficulty. That is for sure. When, by the order of Lord, when the both Asuras and Suras, they take the project of Samudra Manthan, they try to churning the milk ocean, first what things come out? Poison. So that is for sure. Anything, any project you start, first you have to face difficulty. And some difficulty, and some other things here on the side thing. Finally, if you continue and continue, then you will get the nectar. Then you will get the real thing. So, when the creation first starts, the first phase, five types of ignorance, avidya, it's created, panchaparva avidya. And Brahma laments, my Lord, why I create this avidya? I should create some vidya. Why I create this avidya, ignorance? Then he consults with Lord, actually I have to correct, I have to do some resrushti, some mistake happened, I create some ignorance. Then Lord told, no, this is required. Ignorance is very much essential. Why? Now otherwise, if everybody will be full of knowledge, then nobody will stay in your creation. They will go back to Godhead. If will they become wake up, they will have knowledge, then why they will stay here? Suppose you construct a nice hospital, big hospital, and you appoint good doctors, all instruments, everything you, and there is no patient. Then what you will pray? Oh my God, I spent all my money and such a nice hospital, so facility, instrument, doctors, but no patient. At least some patient should be there, some sick person should be there, otherwise it's useless. So like that you create the whole material cosmos, and if you start from the beginning, you will give them knowledge, then nobody will stay there. By the knowledge they will come back, nobody will stay in this cell. So you have to have some ignorance, then they will stay, some use will have, you'll have some use. So that's why ignorance is required. What is that five types of ignorance? Panchaparva avidya. The first phase of avidya is sarupa brahma. First, in the beginning, we have to misidentify ourselves. We will forget our real identity. Who we are, we will forget it. In the reality, the fact is that we all are the servants and servants and servants of the servants of Krishna. This is the reality, this is the only fact. But in the beginning, immediately we said no. Bhaktabhavam, kartabhavam. You immediately forget your swarupa, your original identity, you forget it. And you will think, I am so and so. That is the first phase of avidya, sarubhrama. Avidya, then when you understand that I am so and so, different from Krishna, the identity, you take the identity different from Krishna, immediately second phase will come, asmita. Then if I am there, then something belongs to me. Mamatva, ahantva, then immediately mamatva. Next to aham bhava, mama bhava. If I am there, something belongs to me. This person belongs to me, these things belongs to me, this house, anything, then me. Mine, first me, then mine. Ahantva, then mamatva bhava, the second avidya. Avidya and asmita. And then, if you are there and something belongs to you, asmita, and then the third thing will come, oh, I like this, I don't like this, I like him, I don't like him. Then it's called rag and dvesh. When you choose something, when you accept something, when you like something, that is called rag, that is attachment. Immediate. And then you dislike something, you reject something, that is called dvesh. That is third and fourth phase of avidya. And then finally, the fifth phase is, you have to engross in all these four things, abhinivesh. Totally, always, these four things is real. Me, mine, this is for me, this is not for me. Engross, that is material situation. That is material cosmos. So, this is totally is avidyara bhare. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. You are sleeping on the lap of which? In that bed. And why you are sleeping? That you are totally in avidya, in ignorance. These five phases avidya were there and you are not waking up. How to wake up? That's what jnanam jana salakya, ajnana timira andhakara. It's darkness and you have to take the help of torchlight of knowledge. Jnana anjana. That jnana, what is that real knowledge? Real knowledge means to which counteract these five things. First you have to understand your real identity, and what is your relation with the Lord, what is your relation with the world, what is your purpose of life. This is the real knowledge. If somebody have it, then He will never sleep, and no sleep, no dream, and no lamentation. So that she was trying to convincing the Chitraketu Maharaj that you are lamenting for your child. So why? He was not there and he is not there. So in between for some days he just come to existence and you are thinking that you are father and he is your child. This totally illusory. Why you are thinking like that? For some short period. So all of us, this is not only Chitraketu, all of us are same situation. Sometimes Prabhupada used to say, we are not only dreaming in daytime, no, night time, we are dreaming in daytime also. What is the difference in night dream and day dream? Night dream is short dream, day dream is long dream. It is long time dreaming. Because we are sleeping in daytime too, what is the sleeping position? And what is the dreaming position? If we try to analyze what is dream, then we can see when you are sleeping and when you are dreaming, then we are totally forgetting our identity. Suppose Prabhuji is there, Mahamantra Prabhu. So when you will sleep in full sleep and you will dream, then he will never ever think that I am Mahamantra so and so and his power and position. He said, no, that was dream. He will always consider this position as dream in his dream says. And he will consider himself as something else. Something else he will accept that this is fact and this is dream. That is real dream. He will never ever accept his position the whole day till evening, till 9 o'clock night, then after whole day, what is what was his post and position, name, everything, he will forget. No, this thing as they are okay, that was dream. This is reality. What he is considering himself in the dreaming stage, he will accept it as fact. And the whole day, the existence, it you will accept it as dream. This is called dream. And the same thing when you wake up from the sleep, wake up from the dreaming stage, then immediately we will consider the dreaming position as dream. And this is fact. None of them are fact. This is not also fact. This is also misidentification. The whole day time, what we are thinking, I am so and so, this is my pose, this is my position, this is also misidentification. And that is also on the top of that another misidentification. Both are dreaming. Both are dreaming. What is the difference? That time you are considering this is a dream, and this time you are considering that is a dream. But both are dream. Because we are sleeping always. That night sleeping is sleeping on the above of sleeping. You are sleeping already on the top of that, again you are sleeping. Ghor Agyan. We are already in Agyan. And in the top of that, another Agyan. Maha Agyan. Tama. Moha and Mahamoha. It is said this is Panchprabhu, that is Moha and this is Mahamoha. That's in daytime we are dreaming, and night time is Mahamoha, another dream on the dream stage. Dreaming again in the dream. Sometimes this is like that. So both are dream, and this daytime the dream continues, starts sometimes from 4 o'clock morning till 10 o'clock night. Such a long dream. And we are doing many things in their dream. Sometimes enjoying, sometimes lamenting, sometimes doing many things in dream. And when we sleep, then another short period dream starts. And we forget our position and dreaming that. So always we are dreaming. And dream is always dream. We all know that dream has no existence. It is not factual. It's dream. Nobody lament for dream. Nobody. Are forget, this is swapna. Swapna iva. Sometimes some people lament, no, morning time only I saw dream. Maybe it will happen. So then the people used to say, if morning time you saw in dream, then you have to say it to somebody. Then it will not take place. It will not happen again. But dream is dream anyway. So like that, either you have day dream or night dream, both are dreaming. So for you have this child, you are a father, he is your son, this is also a dream. And this is a very short dream, only for few days he became your son. And you are considering yourself as your father, as your father. So this is not reality, this is all not fact, this is all like dreaming. So don't lament for it. Still, Even Chitrakut Maharaj, they tried to convince, but still he was not getting convinced. In the following verse, we will see that both Narada and Angira, why Angira was alone before, why bring Narada? I said, maybe one fold will not accept, double fold will, double action will happen. Narada will help to convince him. And it happened. So they, both of them, do something that the dead child wake up. When the dead child wake up and spoke something, then Chitrakut convinced, oh my God, forget it. Until that time they were not convinced by knowledge. We are so deadly sleep that even the Maharshi like Angira and Narada, so powerful, they can't help, they can't help. Even to the personality like Chitrakut Maharaj, what to speak of us? So, to realize that we are always in dream, to realize that dreaming state, we have to have some kind of power, some kind of understanding. How to get that understanding? Unless you have some purification, you cannot have an understanding. What is that purification? For that purification, you have to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's what Prabhupada told, actually forget, follow this four regulative principle and chant Mahamantra. Then you will have some purification. By that, at least you can understand you are in a dreaming stage. You are in illusion. We are in illusion, that we don't know also. To know that you are already in illusion, you have to have some intelligence, some purification. We are so much engrossed in this material work and this false identification that we need some purification, some adjustment, just to understand that we are always in illusion. To know that. And when you know that you are already in illusion, oh my God, then you have to make some treatment. So then your real sadhana will start. Now the sadhana what we are doing, it is not proper sadhana. That sadhana is to understand that we police are always in illusion. We didn't know that even. So then we will come to understand to that point, then you start some real sadhana. That we have to. So, our first business is to take out these impurities. And then, the second phase, the real anartha will come out and take care of the anarthas. Then we will have some ruchi, something again will come. And as a baddha jiva, as a conditioned soul, we have only power up to that point. We can't go beyond that. We know that from Shastra, that for completion of any work, two things are required. Your trial and from other side some compassion, some mercy. Unless the mercy is there, you can't be able to complete the work. And unless you have tried, so both things are required. So both the things, so from our side, we have to try only. Mercy factor is not in our hand. We cannot compel somebody to become merciful to us. No, that is not enough. Only in our position, in our hand, what is that? We have to try and try and try. Do sadhana and sadhana and sadhana. And then time will come, if the mercy will come. So, then when the mercy will come, we will be hopeless. No, don't become hopeless. Mercy factor is 10 times, 100 times, 1000 times much more powerful than your trial. And it's always waiting. Always with you, waiting for you to help you. Then why? No, because you are not trying yourself. You try a little bit, mercy will immediately work. So that try is, that limit is up to, which is our responsibility, is till anartha nibruti. Till that it is our sadhana, that is our label. The moment anarthas went away, the moment mercy thing will act, then you have no problem. The mercy will bring you to the standard of prema. That's it. In the beginning, we have to try to that limit. Then mercy will, so both the things have, they are working. Suppose a powerful magnet is there and the iron is there. Naturally, it should attract the iron. But the iron, because of this rain and sun, it got that much 2 inch rust on it. So that powerful magnet will work? No. It will not work unless and until the rust is taken away, it will clean it. Though the magnet is there, though the iron is there, it will not work. The principle is there, magnet is there, iron is there, why it is not working? That we should understand, because the rest is there. That should not work. The same Vrindavan Dham is there. The same Lord is there. Living entity is there. Instruments are there. But nothing happening. Many powerful personalities, they came, they touched the Vrindavan, immediately they got magnified. They got the love of God. But we, for many years, nothing is happening. Nothing. Why? Because rust. Maybe 1-2 feet, rust is there. What to speak of some inch? And it's only dreaming. That's why it is not happening. It is dream. First you have to take out this, clean it. That cleaning process universally is spread out by Srila Prabhupada, that please forget everything. Just try to follow these four regulative principles, which will enable you to help you to chant and chant and chant. Chant and be happy. That chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and following this four regulative principles is very easy way to clean ourselves to sufficient that we can understand ourselves that we are in a dreaming stage, in a fully illusion stage. Then we will start working for that, and then it will work. So the two phase responsibility we have to achieve our goal. And that is our responsibility, that is our duty. So, Narada Muni and Angira Muni, why they are coming to the house of Chitrakuta Maharaj? That's also a thing. Though we are always in ignorance and conditioned stage, but how we'll get out from this ignorance? We have to have somebody's help. Without somebody's help, we cannot get it out. So that help, only the Tattvadrashi Jnani can do. But they are also millions and millions of ignorance of heart. So they are selecting. They are selecting some faithful person on whom they can work. So like Chitrakuta Maharaj was selected by Angira Muni, and he tried, and he is coming for second time with Narada Muni also to help him. So like that, if somebody by causeless mercy he chose you to teach you and to save you, that is their project, then we will get some knowledge and we will get some understanding and we will get that mercy. Otherwise, that's why it's causeless mercy. Somehow or other, Prabhupada was so magnanimous that he took all fallen souls in the world, that you come to this society, ISKCON, and at least by following this process what I have given to you from Shastra, that you can enable yourself at least to understand what is your real identity, what is your position. Hare Krishna. Any comments or question? Yes. Why he cried for Lakshmana?
Yes, and he cried for him.
Okay.
So, how we can understand all these things, this family relationship, this is natural?
Okay. So, first question is, how we can come out from this dream? That is very common. When you wake up, you will come out from your dream. Okay? Waking up, when your sleep is completed, or somebody wake you up. So, anyway, when you wake up, you are free from dream. And second thing, you are asking, why Lord Ram is showing this thing that is so much attached to Lakshmana, and is even to Sita, all these things. If you try to hear only, what to forget to understand? Forget understanding why Rama is doing. If you faithfully hear what Rama was doing, how he was crying, then you will free from your crying. Okay? That's why he is crying. That's why Lord Ram was crying for Lakshmana or Sita. If we hear it properly, faithfully, then we will free from our crying. Okay? That's why he's crying. Hare Krishna. Yes. Yes.
We can bend the eye on the wings off.
Yes.
It's very appropriate because it falls into the ideology of Viratara. So the question is, the devotee be put here because he wants to operate somebody's consciousness? That is one question. And the second question is dream. Does it mean that there's no reality in dream?
Doesn't? What reality? So your first question was, why the devotees are choosing somebody?
So the first question I'm asking, should a devotee be crooked because he wants to raise somebody's consciousness? What might be a change? And here is giving permission for him to pass the permission. And you give a very wonderful example that we can make the animal in his mouth.
Yeah.
So I have a first question, the second question is because of this yet, I get no reality in me, does it not have reality?
So, like Angira Muni, all these devotees, they are merciful, and by their causeless mercy, they used to come and take the proper opportunity and situation, just like you say the analogy. Strike the iron when it is hot, they will work on proper thing. And the second thing, you are seeking reality and dream. Reality is reality and dream is dream. They are not same. But in our stage, we are accepting the reality. We don't know reality, we are accepting dream as reality. For us, what is the reality, real dream, we are accepting as it is reality. You follow? Because you are so conditioned. We are sleeping in daytime also, nighttime also. So in sleeping, we are only in dreaming stage. We don't know what is reality. Unless and until you wake you up, how do you know what is reality? So for us, what is reality, that is also dream. What is dream, that is also dream. Okay? Unless and until you wake you up, you cannot understand what is reality. Does that make some sense? When you are saying about some Goswamis and they are the entities who are already wake up. So don't consider a wake up person and sleeping person. We all are sleeping person. So how do you know who is wake up or not? So wake up person, he can see who is sleeping. Sleeping person cannot see who is waking up. Okay? Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराशि मद्भागत महापुराण की